Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It was another tough game last night for the Boston Red Sox, who were outslugged by the Chicago White Sox at Fenway Park. And the fatal blow was delivered by none other than former Red Sox favorite Kevin Youkilis.
The ball hit deep. He just looks up. You can put it on the ball. Yes! A three-run blast by Kevin Youkilis.
Yes? How about no? Say it ain't so, Yuke.
Well, it's Wednesday when we usually talk sports with Only a Game's Bill Littlefield. Bill's busy on assignment today, so joining us instead is Only a Game reporter Karen Given. Hey, Karen.
Hi, guys.
So my feeling about this Youkilis thing is you could have predicted what happened last night. The Red Sox trade away the popular Youkilis. Of course he comes back to Fenway Park and kills us. What's your take on this?
Well, you know, the funny thing is the Boston Globe said they weren't sure if the noises the crowd made during the game were cheers for Youkilis or boos for pitcher John Lester, who was having yet another really awful game. But you know, it's hard for those of us who are over the age of 33 to say a 33-year-old is past his prime. But the Red Sox felt like they just had too much talent at third base and they chose youth. And, you know, it's working out for Youkilis. He's batting much better than he was for this Red Sox with the White Sox. And, you know, I think Red Sox fans love to be unhappy, so it's working out for us too.
Well, speaking of being unhappy, here's another reason. David Ortiz, the Sox slugging DH, injured his Achilles tendon. He's been one of the few bright spots this season for the Red Sox. What's the latest? What do we know about what's going on there?
Well, we don't know everything, but we know a bit. We know it's his right Achilles tendon, but we know it's not torn or ruptured. It's just injured in some way. He's going to be out at least for a week, but he's getting a second opinion, and we can hope that he'll be back soon.
Well, one more Red Sox story, Karen, if we can. This one having to do with Bill James, special advisor to the team and, of course, the guru of statistics. He apparently made some bizarre comments on talk radio earlier this week, specifically about the child abuse case against Jerry Sandusky at Penn State. Now, it's been revealed that the late Joe Paterno, former Penn State head coach, didn't report any allegations against Sandusky to the police over the years. And there's been a great deal of criticism of Paterno for that. But speaking on ESPN Radio, Bill James instead ran to Paterno's defense.
Paterno didn't see anything. Paterno was not the reporting authority. Sandusky did not work for Paterno. Paterno had no supervisory authority over Sandusky. It's extremely difficult to explain why it was Paterno's responsibility to go to the police. He knew less about it than everybody else there.
So, Karen, not a very popular stand for Bill James to take. What do you make of it, and how have the Sox responded?
Well, first, I think we can all agree that Bill James is wrong here. As a human being, Joe Paterno had a responsibility to report what he knew, even if he didn't know everything. The Red Sox very understandably have responded quite strongly. Owner John Henry and GM Ben Cherington both called to personally ask Bill James to stop talking about this, which I think is pretty appropriate. Some people are calling for James to be fired, but, you know, he's the Sox stat guy. He's not their ethical advisor, and let's just let him handle stats.
Probably a good idea. Karen, let's move on to another story this week. Now, when Bill is here, we are required to talk about soccer. You knew that, right?
Some of us enjoy it.
We warned you about this. And this week would be no exception because, in fact, there's pretty big news about European soccer in Boston this week, right?
Absolutely. There's a game coming up between Liverpool and AS Roma, and they're going to be playing at Fenway Park, which I don't really understand. I guess they can fit a soccer pitch on the ground at
they
Fenway
can.
Park.
They can. I saw two Scottish teams play there. It was kind of weird, but cool.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be great. And it can kind of be seen as a Red Sox grudge match, actually, because John Henry owns Liverpool and Red Sox minority owner Tom DiBenedetto owns AS Roma.
Oh, interesting. So a sort of internal rivalry there.
Exactly. It should be fun.
That's great. But it must be pretty exciting news for Bill and, by extension, you folks at Only a Game. But it's a hard ticket to get, right?
It is a very hard ticket to get. The game is completely sold out. And, in fact, Bill's not even sure that he's going to get a credential, which would just be heartbreaking. So we'll put out a good word right now.
We'll have to put him in the blimp above Fenway.
He'll be knocking down the door outside. Let me in.
Well, finally, Karen, you've been reporting on the U.S. Olympic judo team, all in advance, of course, the London 2012 Olympics. Now, apparently the team trains in Wakefield, just outside of Boston. So tell us about U.S. Olympic judo.
Yeah, so all five members of the team are coached by Jimmy Pedro, who's a local guy and two-time Olympic bronze medalist, and Big Jim, who is Jimmy's father. The star of the team is a woman named Kayla Harrison. She's 22 years old, and she's the best chance for the U.S. to win gold at the Olympics in judo, possibly forever. She came to Wakefield to train with the Pedros when she was just 16 years old, and she had just left her judo coach, who had been sexually abusing her for 3 years. And here's what she says about herself now.
If you'd have talked to me when I was 16, I would have been stammering, and I wouldn't have been able to look you in the eye, and I would have been, like, breaking out in a cold sweat. And now I'm a strong, confident young woman who has a goal and has a dream and knows where she wants to go in life.
Kayla says she's talking about the abuse now because she can. And she said, and I love this, if people don't like it, she's a strong, confident young woman with a goal and a dream, and she doesn't care.
And a black belt.
Absolutely.
And so, Karen, we're going to be hearing that piece in a couple of weeks on Only a Game, right?
That's right.
Great. Karen Given reports for Only a Game, which airs on WBUR Saturdays at 7 in the morning and again at 7 in the evening. Karen, thanks for coming in, and say hi to Bill for us.
Will do.